JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we hang out with the firefighters at York Park Fire Station on Labor Day, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
On Labor Day earlier this week, the York Park Fire Station along Orange Street in Kingston benefited from renovations to improve the work area of firefighters. The initiative was carried out by volunteers from the Jamaica Energy Partners and West Kingston Power Partners. Senior Deputy Superintendent of Kingston and St. Andrew Fire Brigade, Julian Davis Buckle, said it was heartwarming to see the staff and volunteers pooling their efforts to carry out the work.
It is a venture that we really, really appreciate. It is a long-standing relationship that the organization has with the company. Last year they did Trenchtown Fire Station for us. This year they are now at York Park Fire Station. What this is doing to the morals of the fire brigade is something that we can't even find words to express, because the firefighters are most appreciative of it. Presently today we have over 50 firefighters participating in the project along with their employees.
Administrative Assistant of Corporate Social Responsibility from the West Kingston Power Partners, Patrice Howell, said work was also being conducted at another fire brigade in the neighbouring parish of St. Catherine.
We've been doing this for quite some time, not just fire stations, but police stations, basic schools. We pretty much try to touch every little area that impacts the communities that we reside in. We have two locations, West Kingston Power Partners on Marcus Garvey Drive and Jamaica Energy Partners in Old Harbour Bay. So we're actually doing another fire station in Old Harbour Bay as we speak.
The day's scope of work included painting of exterior walls, perimeter fencing and barracks, as well as the tiling of the administrative and information departments.
Jamaica! Join the National Child Month Committee as we observe Child Month under the theme Affirm Me. Join us at the National Church Service in Falmouth on May 6, on National Children's Day May 18 in Halfway Tree, Montego Bay and downtown Kingston as we interact with the children, and at a day of prayer and fasting in Maypen on May 30. Children need our love and protection. To support the National Child Month Committee activities, call 909-5859 or email us at ncmcja@gmail.com. Affirm our children. Support our children.
The second goal of our country's National Development Plan is to offer world-class education and training. Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more. It's now time for a childcare tip. Encourage discipline and consistency in your child. Tell them if they keep practicing, chances are they'll get better at a thing. They may even become the best. That tip was brought to you by the JIS and the National Child Month Committee. On our community notice board, Ebenezer Baptist Church will host a health fair on Thursday, May 31, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the church grounds in Four Paths, Clarendon. The day will feature free blood pressure and diabetes checks, eye screening, and health food sampling, as well as counseling services. Contact 986-4068 or 318-5092 for more details. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.